With all that's going on right now, it may be more important than ever to remember to take a beat and appreciate something beautiful, even if that's just a few lines of poetry. April is National Poetry Month, and to mark the occasion, KUER's Caroline Ballard spoke with Utah poet Catherine Coles. She described one poem that has resonated for her in recent weeks.
My father died at 90 on February 16th. It had nothing to do with the coronavirus. And after he passed, an Emily Dickinson poem came to me really powerfully. And the interesting thing to me is the way that that poem has stuck with me and been equally meaningful to me as we've moved now into the coronavirus time.
Can you read it for us?
Sure. To be alive is power, existence in itself, without a further function, omnipotence enough. To be alive and will, 'tis able as a god, the maker of ourselves, be what? Such being, finitude.
To be alive is power. I mean, there's so much just in that first phrase.
Yeah. It is brought most powerfully home in those really critical kinds of situations and feeling the life of a loved one leave the body under your hands causes you to be more alert to what it is that animates your body, that animates your mind. I'm really interested in that first line because it's so emphatic, right? And it places all of the power and liveliness. But of course, this being Dickinson, she makes it very ambiguous as you go. And to end on that word finitude, I think there was a time when after I had the poem by heart, when I kept insisting on replacing finitude with infinitude. But of course, what she's saying is, if you're locating your power in being alive, that means that your power is not infinite. It's finite.
Dickinson wrote this poem circa 1863, in the middle of the Civil War, another time of crisis in America. You've said that even a poem written in another time can capture the present moment. What is it about poetry that gives it that timeless power?
It is that ambiguity. Mark Strand, who is now gone, but who taught here at the University of Utah, wrote that poetry is the thing that tells us in so many words exactly where we are. And of course, with poetry, it's that in so many words that's really important because it's not so many words, right, with a little poem. And exactly where we are is also both true and ironic because it does that over time and over space. No matter where we are, the poem can revisit you, come back to you, and be changed within you as you encounter the different challenges that will come to you.
How has the pandemic affected your writing?
It's interesting because I just had a book come out this summer called Wayward, A Collection of Poems. And that is a book that I think of as being just full of pleasure. But of course, poetry being what it is, that pleasure is always limned with a shadow because the poet knows that that pleasure has an end. And now I think that I'm writing poems that no matter how they start, they're laden with the anxiety and the darkness of the moment. I just finished a poem about weathering a flash flood. And that poem also became a poem about this epidemic, not explicitly, but just as you said, Dickinson wrote that poem in the middle of the Civil War. Anyone who's interested will be able to go back and see, oh, Kate wrote Deluge in the middle of the coronavirus pandemic. And so that deluge becomes metaphorical for whatever is happening in the moment, and possibly metaphorical for any kind of pain and pleasure that someone else is going through in the future.
Do you have a piece you'd like to take us out on?
Yeah, I think that this is a poem that will be familiar to a lot of people just from high school and college. It's called Spring and Fall by Gerard Manley Hopkins, and it's dedicated to a young child. Margaret, are you grieving over Golden Grove unleaving? Leaves like the things of man, you with your fresh thoughts care for, can you? Ah, as the heart grows older, it will come to such sights colder by and by, nor spare a sigh, though worlds of one with leaf meal lie, and yet you will weep and know why. Now, no matter, child, the name, sorrow's springs are the same, nor mouth had, no, nor mind expressed, what heart heard of, ghost guessed. It is the blight man was born for. It is Margaret you mourn for.